Secretary of State John Husted shared the information by sending a link, which includes names, addresses, dates of birth, and party affiliation, all of which is publicly available to anyone. The commission also asked for the last four digits of a voter's social security number, if available. But because that information is not public in the state of Ohio, Husted did not send it. In his letter, Husted said he hopes the commission will conclude, as he has, that, quote, voter fraud exists, it is rare, and we should take reasonable measures to prevent it and hold violators accountable. Critics such as the League of Women Voters say the commission is an unnecessary distraction from protecting the electoral process from threats of foreign hacking or interference. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.